forgot to ask if they're newcomers. Okay, I know everybody here. So that's it. And otherwise, somebody's about to come. Somebody very beautiful. She's looking very nice today. Tabile.
Morning, everyone. How are you? I feel like some of you are sitting like a bit far. Can you just come closer? Please. Only those people that I don't like so much can sit over there. This week, we're talking about Fire for Leading. This is our Fire Catchers series. We're just going to watch a clip in the beginning just to introduce our theme. Wow. Last week, we looked at the fire for discipling, and this week is the fire for leading. And maybe if you saw the first video, there's two people that just come up all the time, and it's President Snow and Katniss. So I'm just going to ask you, who is a leader? You know, who is a leader? Who has a right to lead? Is it a soccer player, a captain of a soccer team, or a president of a country? All these people, we expect them to lead. You know, your head girl and head boy at school, we expect these people to lead. So what is a leader? What do you think a leader is? Can someone just answer that quickly for me? Who is a leader? What is a leader? Let's just define a leader. Anyone? You won't be wrong, because it will be your opinion. It will be what you're thinking. Yeah. Someone who has influence over other people. How easy is that? Yes. Someone who serves, right? One thing about a leader is that you need to learn how to follow before you lead. So a leader is someone who has influence over other people. But that influence can either be positive or negative. You choose what kind of a leader you're going to be, right? We have Snow, who is a leader. And let's see how much of a leader he really is.
Welcome. Welcome. Tributes, we welcome you. We salute your courage and your sacrifice. And we wish you happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Now, before we begin, we have a very special film brought to you all the way from the capital.
War. Terrible war. Widows, orphans, a motherless child. This was the uprising that rocked our land. 13 districts rebelled against the country that fed them, loved them, protected them. Brother turned on brother until nothing remained. And then came the peace, hard fought, sorely won. A people rose up from the ashes and a new era was born. But freedom has a cost. When the traitors were defeated, we swore as a nation we would never know this treason again. And so it was decreed that each year the various districts of Pan Am would offer up in tribute one young man and woman to fight to the death in a pageant of honor, courage, and sacrifice. The lone victor, bathed in riches, would serve as a reminder of our generosity and our forgiveness. This is how we remember our past. This is how we safeguard our future.
Seneca, why do you think we have a winner?
What do you mean?
I mean, why do we have a winner? I mean, if we just wanted to intimidate the districts, why not round up 24 of them at random and execute them all at once? It'd be a lot faster. Hope.
Hope?
Hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear. A little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous. A spark is fine, as long as it's contained.
So,
contain it.
Wow, great leader, isn't he? We have another leader who is Katniss. So let's see how Katniss leads. This is just people who were interviewed about the Katniss as a leader.
Imagine thousands upon thousands of your people dead, your loved ones gone.
In this film, President Snow says that Katniss isn't a leader. I tend to disagree with him. She's a born leader. But what do you think it is that makes people want to follow her?
She's genuine.
Yeah.
She's the real article, you know? And she's got integrity.
That's right. Yeah. Can't be coached. She's just, everything she's doing is from the heart.
And President Snow knows she's a leader, which is why he's telling her she's
right.
not.
That's
she
right.
She is a leader, and he knows it. Yeah.
He's trying to undercut her.
I want you guys to forget everything you think you know about the games.
I think, you know, she's someone that is rebelling against what everyone knows is wrong, and so they admire her, and she gives them hope.
She's so honest. You know, people trust her. People trust what she's doing. She's not giving in to this greater power. She's being herself and standing up for what she believes in, and, which is a very real thing that, you know, all these people in the districts want to stand up for, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 75th year of the Hunger Games.
He doesn't want her to be a leader. It isn't that he doesn't think her that she's a leader. He just doesn't want her to go in that direction. He's trying to say that she doesn't want to take up the role of Joan of Arc. She doesn't want to be the point person for a revolutionary movement. And she doesn't want to take over the role of President Snow in Pan Am either. But he's, in fact, looking for a successor. He thinks that she would be great as a leader.
What do I need to do?
Remember who the real enemy is.
Wow. I thought Snow was a great leader, but Katniss, on the other hand, hey. Well, they have two different leadership styles, and Katniss is obviously a positive leader who instills positive influence, who has positive influence over her followers, and President Snow, who has a negative influence over his followers. President Snow is at another level. He just instills fear. He wants people to fear him instead of, people don't fear him, don't respect him rather, they fear him. And Katniss, people love him because if we heard somebody said she's very genuine and she's open and people love her for who she is, right? On the other hand, President Snow, he said that the greatest thing above fear is hope. So he wants people not to have hope. So he's trying to kill hope so that people can start fearing him. So how do they lead? There's two different types of leadership that we're going to look at, which the first one is transactional leadership, where President Snow is a transactional leader and he feeds on people's fear for him. So he basically wants people to if they do right, he's going to reward them, and if they do wrong, he's going to punish them. It ends there. So if it depends on what you do, whether when you do right, you get rewarded, or when you do what the leader wants, you get rewarded. And when you don't do what the leader wants, then the leader punishes you. And we have the transactional leadership style, where the person inspires you. The person encourages you. You know, that's a good kind of leader. That's a leader that has a positive influence over the people that they are leading. So what qualifies them to be leaders? What qualifies them to be leaders? Is it because they are born leaders, or is it because somebody chose them to be leaders? What qualifies them? So for the next 5 minutes or so, I'd like you guys to share amongst each other. At least let's be in pairs. So we're going to share in pairs. If there's an odd person out, then you can be in threes. Yeah. Just share. Do you feel qualified to be a leader? Are you a leader? Do you feel qualified to be a leader? Okay. Now I'd like at least one person from each pair to come and just share with us on what you guys spoke about. Do you feel qualified to be a leader? It can be anyone. I think we'll start from this side.
Okay, me and my partner, we said that, well, he said that sometimes, like, he doesn't feel qualified to be a leader because sometimes it's like it has to do with, like, the other people around him, and sometimes other people around him are like negative, and then sometimes because of the things that he does, you know, that are negative, and then he doesn't feel like he qualifies to really be a leader.
Thank you, Ayanda. Next person, let's be quick about it. Come, anyone of the two. You can even come line up here, everybody's gonna speak, so we.
Me and my partner said we're not qualified to be leaders because there's still a lot for us to learn, so yeah.
Me and my friend said that we also sometimes feel don't qualify because, like, sometimes we lose so much courage. Like, there's certain areas in life where you feel intimidated, so you don't have the courage to stand up, and therefore you sort of feel that you're not qualified to be a leader because a leader stands up always.
Me and my friend said we wouldn't be qualified because we wouldn't really know how to respond to some situations or solve the problem.
My group in the back, we were saying how to be a leader, there are many different, I mean, at first we were like, oh, what is it to be a leader? And we actually realized that leadership is not just, okay, you can be leader of a country, leader, like a director type of thing, trying to bring Talitha into the conversation. But we think that we could be qualified, but we need that added push. We need something to be able to fall back on. We need almost like a team to say, okay, this is what you're dealing with. Let's try and work around it. So you almost need to actually build up first.
Okay, I don't personally feel like I'm qualified to be a leader because I feel like, okay, I have more to learn, and I don't like really telling people what to do, because I don't like being told what to do. So, yeah.
Me and my partner say just too lazy to be leaders.
Well, what me and my partner said that was that firstly, in order to be a leader, you have to make the decision to be a leader. You're not born a leader. You have to make a decision and a choice to be a leader. So once you've made that choice, you, in a way, are qualified. But there's still lots to learn because we're still young and we still got a lot of time to get better at what we do. So,
we didn't really feel qualified to be a leader because we don't really encourage people. We just see the bad stuff in people. It's just us.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. It's amazing that most of you feel that you're not qualified to be a leader. You don't feel qualified to be a leader. Guess what? Leaders seldom feel qualified. It's very rare that a leader feels like they are qualified to be as a leader. So, guess what? Most of you don't feel qualified. You don't feel like you're qualified to be a leader. You still have to learn more. You still have, you have fear. You don't know what to do. You need something to fall back on, you know? And as a leader, you never stop learning. You never stop learning. It goes on and on and on. You'll never say, now I know everything. Now I'm a leader. I know everything. But as a leader, I'm glad that most of you feel that you're not qualified to be leaders. Oh, yes. Moses is one of the people from the Bible who never felt qualified to be a leader. When God called him, he said, but God, I can't speak. I stutter. I can't do this. I'm not bold enough. And God said, I chose you. God chooses the little things of this world, the insignificant things of this world, and he rises them, and he makes them significant. God chose Moses while Moses felt that I can't be a leader. I don't qualify to be a leader, because a leader is known as a person that must be able to stand in front of a crowd and speak. And I can't do that as Moses. But God said, you are a leader. I have chosen you. So, leadership takes hard work for you to be a leader, first of all. It takes hard work. I'm glad that a lot of you have fear about being leaders, about stepping up and say, I'm a leader, because it takes hard work to be a leader. Number two, it takes sacrifice. Leaders sacrifice a lot. You sacrifice your time. You sacrifice your own resources. Number three, a leader's life is marked by self-control. I read somewhere about discipline and self-control, and it said, discipline is doing what you don't like to achieve what you want. So a life marked by self-control means you've got discipline. You are aware. I don't like washing dishes, but I want to eat a clean plate every day. So what am I going to do? I'm going to do what I don't like to achieve my goal, to eat so that I can eat on a clean plate. I'm going to wash dishes. So that's a life marked by self-control. And then a leader is someone who has good character. And character is what God knows you to be. Who you are when you're alone, when nobody sees you. Are you still the same person that we see, or you're a different person? So a leader has good character, a godly character. So another question can be like, how do I lead? How do I lead? Well, firstly, you must choose your allies. Choose your allies. Choose the people that are going to support you. Hannah said something about people to fall back on. You know, you must have people to fall back on. You must have those people that you trust, those people that you talk to all the time, those people who will support you, those people who will pray for you as a leader. And number two, a leader is someone who's bold, and a leader is there to challenge the system. A leader is someone who says, this is wrong, and I'm going to stand against it. This is wrong, and I'm going to fight against it. A leader is someone who has courage. I know some of us feel that we don't have courage, but courage you get from God. All right. Number three, a leader needs a confidant. You need to find that one person that you're going to speak to, that one person that you're going to offload to. Because all the time, a leader is someone who's always, you're always giving yourself. You're always for other people. You're always standing in the gap. You're always, you know, directing people. And you also need that person to add on to you, to give to you. You also need that person that you're going to offload on. Because it's very difficult to be a leader. You need that person that you're going to talk to all the time. That person that is going to be there for you. That one person that you really like. And Katniss made sure that she finds that, especially in Peter. That person that she spoke to all the time. Number four, you must choose your battles. Not every battle is worth fighting. Some battles are not for us. Sometimes as a leader, you may feel that you want to, if you see something happening amongst your friends, you may feel that you need to step in. Certain things you don't have to step into. Certain battles are not for us. They're not for us. Imagine you wanting to fight. You decide that, okay, I'm a soldier, fine, but I don't want to fight for my country. I'm going to fight for America against Russia. You can't fight against Russia. Okay, maybe you can, but you can't say I'm going to fight with America against Russia. Those people made the AK-47. Imagine what else they can make. You know, they came up with the AK-47 long ago, and it's still one of the most powerful weapons there is. So Choose your battles. Choose your battles. Number five, you must keep on leading. Keep on leading. One thing that I failed to mention this morning is that you guys are leaders, each one of you. Each person sitting in here is a leader because you have influence over people. Whether you like it or not, there's somebody that you have that you are influencing. And it's either you're influencing the people in a positive way or in a negative way. There's always that little girl or that little boy who wants to be like you. When you walk down the street, they watching you and they want to be like you, they want to walk like you, or they want to talk like you. And some, you know, there's those kids would say, "Oh, you look so pretty today." Because they're looking up to you. They want to be like you. They want to be like you. So you are influencing someone. Even amongst your friends, you are influencing someone. So keep on leading. Keep on leading. You don't know who's watching you. Some of you may think that I'm so invisible. Nobody knows me at school. Nobody knows. I used to be one of those people. I used to think that nobody knows me. Nobody really knows that I even exist except the people I'm in class with. But guess what? After matric, I found out that a lot of people knew me. A lot of people knew me. The invites that I get on Facebook, I'm like, who's this? And I would search common friends and I would ask them, who's this person? Like, oh, that's whoever from school. I'm like, I don't know this person. A lot of people know me. And when I ask some people that, I don't remember you, but how do you know me? Where did we meet? They say, no, we met at school, and this is what you did to influence my life. So someone is watching. Your life is not insignificant. And then step six, the sun persists in rising, so I must make myself stand. Step up. Be the leader that you're meant to be. Be the leader that God has meant for you to be. In each one of you, there is a leader. All the leaders that we've spoken about, Katniss, President Snow, the president of the country, all these leaders, somebody had to ignite that fire for leading in them. Somebody had to tell them that, hey, step up, you are a leader. Something had to happen. And I feel and I believe that today this is something that has to happen in your life to realize the leader that you are. You need to step up, you need to stand for what it's right, and you need to be the leader that you are and that God has made you. To be the best leader, you need to have a relationship with God. To be the best leader, you need to have a relationship with God. And a relationship is a two-way street, meaning you need to spend time in the Word of God, read about God, you know, listen to God, pray, communicate with Him. Then you'll be the best leader there is. Imagine if we had a prayerful president in this country. Imagine if we had a president who has a relationship with God in this country. We are going to be the best country there is. So each one of you has a potential to be that president. In your field of leadership or wherever you find yourself, be that leader who's the best leader they can ever be. A leader who has a relationship with God and not ashamed of it. Because most of the time we compromise. We say, I'm a Christian, but you need to step up and say, I'm a Christian. I have a relationship with God. Because a person, non-Christians, are not afraid to say, I'm atheist. I'm a non-Christian. I don't believe in God. I don't believe there's a God. They say it boldly. Let's also do the same with God and say, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. And you're going to be the best leader there ever is or there ever was. There's this scripture that says, so be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Don't be fools. Be wise. And make use of every opportunity you have for doing good. So every opportunity that you have for you to do good to others, grab it. A leader is someone who sees potential even in something that's dead. A leader is someone whom when people see a street kid sitting there at the corner sniffing glue, you see a person with potential and a person who can be somebody. Or you see a need, you see a person who needs shoes. You don't see the bad. A leader is someone who always has a bigger picture of things. A leader has the bigger picture of things. You don't look at this country and say, ah, our politics are horrible. I'm leaving. But you see potential in the people who haven't yet reached that stage in politics where they can be leaders. So a leader grabs every opportunity for doing good and does good. A leader is someone who sees that, oh, actually, there's this young person in my school, and they don't have food. I've never seen them eat. Then you become curious, and you spend time with that person because you want to help. You want to be a leader. And there's this scripture, again, that says, One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So God has called you for something. Your life is not insignificant. You have potential. You have something that God has put in your heart. You are not insignificant. You are somebody. You are a leader. Some of us are not going to be great leaders. We're not going to be in the spotlight. But in every field that you find yourself in, you will be a leader. And God has chosen you to be one. So I'm going to ask, we're going to pray right now. And I'm going to ask those people who feel that I am a leader. I'm called to be a leader. God has put it in my heart that I'm going to be a leader, to stand up, and I'm going to ask Pastor Mark to pray over us. If you feel, if the fire of leadership has been ignited in you, may you please stand, and Pastor Mark will come and pray.
Father, you've come into this room this morning, and you've tapped us on our shoulders. And you've warned us that you want to use us for something really significant. You've called us to step up, to give ourselves to you, to be leaders. And Lord, to be honest, we don't maybe feel it. We kind of wonder, Lord God, I don't know. It seems like a big thing. But Lord, we're in good company, because everyone who's ever done something significant has had those moments of doubt. And so, Lord, what we will pray this morning is that you would come and that you would bring your spirit and you would pour out the gift of leadership on every single person in this room, and particularly every person standing. That we would reach up, open our hearts and say, Lord, come and fill us with your spirit. Come and place on us a mantle, a robe of leadership. Would you mark us as someone, Lord God, who sees the big picture? Someone who anticipates, who looks ahead, someone who sees meaning when others see junk. Help us to be the kind of leaders that would lead in a way like Jesus did. So right now, Lord, we surrender ourselves. We say, Lord, take us, use us in our sphere of influence. May we be the best leaders. Help us to increase the level of connectedness we have with you, to be in a tight and loving relationship with you, so that you can lead through us. So Lord, here we are. Use us, for the extension of your kingdom, to the praise and the favor of your name. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Since we are leaders, next week we're going to talk about leaving a legacy. Every leader leaves a legacy. Even Nelson Mandela left a legacy. So we're going to teach you, you're going to be taught next week on how to leave a legacy as a leader. Can you just close this in prayer? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for all these young people here this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you have ignited the fire for leading in them. In Jesus' name, Lord, as we are going to depart and some of us are going to leave, some of us are going to stay for a bit and play games. Be with us, Lord, and help us to interact in a godly manner and in a loving manner. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.